Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
One of the first and foremost lessons that the Spirit of God is pleased to teach His people is that they have no strength of their own. The work of God in this revelation is totally unaided by men. This concept is absolutely hated by the religious do-gooders of the world, who rely on men to do their fair share of the work of God, and especially in letting God save them. So we address ourselves to all those little children who mourn for their sin, who see themselves as unworthy of the least of the Lord's mercies, who know themselves to be worthy of being cast away forever, those who tremble at the mention of the Lord's name and fear to even approach His throne. To them we come with the sweet message of the gospel, wherein He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Are you weighed down under the heavy load of your sin and find not one shred of worth within yourselves? Have you heard men say, "Just believe," but you sadly confess, "I can't"? The gospel reveals someone who is exactly suited to the sinner's need. Jesus Christ, the righteous, has everything and more for those who cannot help themselves, for those who are without strength. He is yet strong. His voice is strength to His people. Our Savior, Jesus Christ, has abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. It is the sweet gospel that informs the mourning children of God that Jesus Christ, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, has prevailed in their behalf and has obtained eternal redemption for them. He is their champion and is pleased to give them the kingdom. His strength is strength to His people. Paul said, "Let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall." We need that constant reminder, for we know that He is our strength. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them. His help is strength to His people. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and He helped me. The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Is Christ your helper, or do you think you have helped Him?